Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Good morning, Father. Good morning, Son. Good morning, blessed Holy Spirit. God, we love you this morning. And we worship you this morning in spirit. And we worship you in truth, God. Father, we stretch our hands to thee this morning. Really, God, no other help we know. We don't. There is no other. Lord God, don't draw yourself from us. Keep us in your presence, Lord. Stay with us, Holy Spirit. Guide our hearts and our minds. Cleanse our spirit, O God. Cause a taste on our palate for the word, O God. And, oh God, we ask you to pour out this morning, Lord. Pour out for your people, God. Pour out for your people, God. We bless you this morning, Lord, and we love you, God. We need you every single day and every hour, God. And we trust you. We trust you with our lives, God. We trust you with our homes and our children and our family, God. We trust you. God, there is no other like you. And we're believing you this morning, God, for restoration, for redemption, God, as we repent of who we are, God, flesh born in sin, as we repent of the things we've said or done, God, the things even we've thought, God, we're trusting you for restoration and redemption, God. For you restoring the joy of our salvation. We give you glory now, God. We give you honor this morning. And we give you praise. Touch the people everywhere, God. They need a touch from the Lord. They need a touch from the Lord. We pray these things, God, in the name of the Son, Jesus Christ. We say amen, God. We say amen. We say amen, God. We say amen, God. Let praises rise, God. Let praises rise, God. From the inside of us, God. Let praises rise, God. For your praises, oh God, are due to you. Let praises rise, God, from the inside of us. Clean us up, Lord, on the inside that we are worthy, God. We want to be worthy to praise you. We want to be worthy, God, to be called the children of the Most High God. Please, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, dwell with us and dwell in us, God. Go before us and surround us, Lord. From the north, the south, the east, and the west. From above and beneath, we give you glory now. We give you glory. And we say amen, amen, and amen, 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 God. We seal the deal with you, Father. Amen, God, that you are our protector. Amen, God, that you are our healer, God. Amen, God, that you will never leave us. You will never forsake us. Amen, God, that you, God, will set things in order, God. That you, God, oh God, our God, in ages past, our shelter, God, from the stormy blast. Come on, God. Move in the name of Jesus. Let praises rise from us on the inside. So you will be able to delight in us, God. And use us for your kingdom, Lord. This day, God, we walk in your perfect peace. Because greater are you in us, God, than he that is in the world. Every topsy-turvy thing that the enemy would try, we denounce right now in the name of Jesus. And we repent, God, for our flesh, for ourselves, God. Each one, everyone, God, from the rocking of our cradle until this appointed time. We love you, God. We appreciate you, Father. Come on, somebody, and give him a praise. Come on, praise, praise, praise. Oh, praise. Thank you, Lord. Let praises rise from the inside, from the inside of me. Let praises rise. Thank you, God. From the inside, from the inside of me. Hallelujah, God. May you delight in the inside, in the inside of me. Come fill my life from the inside. Come on, you gotta ask him. From the inside of me. Set me on fire. Tell God. From the inside, this is a plea this morning, Lord. From the inside of me. Because all I want is for you to be glorified, for you to be lifted high. All I want is for you to be glorified, for you to be lifted high. Hallelujah. Fill my life till all I want is you, Lord. Glorified, Lord. All I want is for you to be glorified, for you to be lifted high. Hallelujah. Praise right there. Praise right there. Hallelujah. Praise him, praise him, praise him. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Son. Oh, God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Blessed Jesus, oh, God. He is the one, y'all. He is the one. God is worthy this morning. And he is worthy to be praised this morning. Come on, somebody. Come on, come on, come on, come on. God is amazing. God is truly amazing this morning. I just have to tell you, he's amazing. He is awesome. He is mighty. And I can't explain to you what he does on the inside of me. But I can tell you, the same thing he's doing on the inside of me, he is ready to do on the inside of you. Let the praises rise from the inside. God is looking for pure hearts. And if your heart isn't pure, he's the one who can purify your heart. Let me tell you, if he took a mess like me, straightened me out, and caused me to, oh my God, open my mouth and glorify him and give him glory and give him honor and give him praise. He's not a selfish God. He's a giving God. He's a loving God. Oh my God, he is mighty. He is great and greatly to be praised this day, Lord. We bless you, God. We give you glory now, Father. Come on, wherever you are right now, just glorify him in your home. There is something, so many things that you can tell the Lord thank you for, no matter your state, no matter your condition right now. Just tell God thank you. The hurting heart, ask God to lift it up. Ask God to comfort it. Oh my gosh. Thank you, Lord. There is so much God has for you. He has for me. And he's got enough to share with us all. We don't have to be envious. We don't have to be jealous because God is doing this in my life or God is doing this in your life. God has more than all of us need. And he is ready to supply all our needs. according to his riches in glory. God, bless you, Father. Bless you, Son, this morning. Bless you, Holy Spirit. You know, we're looking at things one way, and God wants us to see them another way. Oh, my God, this morning, God says it's time to refocus. He said, look at it this way. It's time to refocus, to relook, to review, to go back and look again, to change where you're looking at, to change the view you're looking from. He said, look at it this way. In other words, I need you to look at it my way. That's God. God says, refocus this morning. Stop looking at things the same way you've been looking at them. Stop believing things the same way you've been believing, unless you're believing me. God says it's time to refocus, to take a different view, to look at it differently. He says, look at it this way. Look at it differently. Let me tell you that God says it's time to take the focus off of death. Stop looking at all the death around you. Stop. It's happening, but there's not a thing in the world that you can do about it. He says, stop focusing on it. Yes, you're hurting. Yes, some pain is coming from it. You're losing loved ones. This one is dying. That one is dying. Every time I turn this way, every time. But God says, take your focus off what is dying, off who is leaving. He says, refocus and look at it this way. Look at it this way. Oh, death, where is that sting? Oh, God. Oh, grave, where is thy victory? Oh, my God. For I am persuaded, you see, Paul said, that neither death, come on, somebody, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, he said, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, he said, nor death, nor any other creature, shall be able, that means nothing, no thing, no one shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Look at it this way. Oh my gosh, mama's gone. Daddy's gone. Sister's gone. Brother's gone. Daughter's gone. Son's gone. My best friend's gone. God said, refocus. Look at it this way. You're still here. You have a work to do. There is a focus for you. I still have work for you to do. That person that I've taken, their work is done. You see, now you have to do the work that I have called you forward to do. You have to sustain. You have to make sure that you can be lifted up. You see, sometimes God is pulling on us. He's tugging on us. And we don't even realize, because we're still focused on what God has moved, we can't be used. We can't be moved. We can't be pulled. He says, refocus. Turn your attention to something else. Turn your attention to me. That's what God is saying. Refocus. Look at it this way. Oh my God. Can you see whatever you're going through in a different way? Are you brave enough? You see, sometimes we are scared. We're scared to move forward. We're scared to keep going. But we've got to keep going. We've got to keep trusting God. Can you see whatever you're going through in a different way? Can you see victory instead of defeat? Can you? Look at it this way, refocus. Yes, that's what he's telling us this morning. Instead of seeing defeat, see victory. Instead of seeing yourself down, see yourself up. Come on, somebody. God is saying all those things you desire, this, that, and the other, refocus. Take your eyes off those things. Seek me first and my righteousness. And all those things you were worrying about, all those things you were looking for, all those ventures you were trying to take, all those things you were trying to do. You want to be this entrepreneur? You want to be that one? Come on, me too. He's telling me this morning, take your eyes off those things. Refocus and look at it this way. I am the Lord thy God. Look at it this way. I am that I am. Look at it this way. God is saying, I created the heavens and the earth. Look at it this way. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. And they, you, me, us, we that dwell therein. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. And they that dwell therein. He said, look at it this way. Floods are, flourishing through the earth. Earthquakes are taking place. Fires are burning. But he said, look at it this way. He has founded it upon the seas. He established this earth upon the floods. He said, instead of looking at the doom that's taking place, look at the goodness of the Lord. Look at how he's able to deliver. Look at how he is able to reset. God can reset so that we can refocus. Come on, Lord God. Can you see, can you really see that whatever you're going through, whatever place you're in right now, that you can look at it in a different way? You can refocus. You can take some guidance from God. Maybe you took the instructions from somewhere else. You might have looked them up on the internet. You might have gone to a class, but he says time to refocus. Oh my goodness. Are you able to concentrate on how it could be or should be rather than the way it is? That's that refocus. Are you able to do that? Are you wise enough? Do you have enough unction in you? Are you strong enough? Are you bold enough? We get bold when it's time to do this and do that. But are we bold enough to trust God so that we understand that we can see this way out? We can come through this thing rather than the way it is. God says, focus on the way it could be. That's faith. Y'all know without that thing called faith, it is impossible to please him. You know without that thing called faith, it is impossible to please God. Do you know that that thing called faith will let you see that then rather than the way it is right now, this is not the way it's going to stay. That faith is the substance of things what? Hoped for. So you hope in God. It's the evidence. Faith is evidence. You know what they do with evidence? They start looking around to see how this works with that. How did this piece play a part with that evidence? It's the evidence of things not seen. That's what faith is. Oh, just have a little faith. I can't see it right now, God, but I know it can be this way. I can begin to refocus and to look at it differently, God. What's in your view right now? I want each of us to take a moment. Right now, just think, what's in your view at this very moment? Physically, look straight ahead at where you are and tell yourself, tell me what's in your view. What do you see? Are you looking at your spouse? Are you looking at something in your home? What's in your specific view right now? When you turn your eyes away from now, turn to the left and look over there. Turn to the right and look over there. Look behind you. What's in your view right now is not what has to stay in your view forever and evermore. Come on. Refocus. What's in your view is not necessarily, though, what's in your way. Oh, God. What's in your view is not necessarily what's in your way. What you see right now is not necessarily what's blocking you. It's not what's blocking you from your blessings, because I am persuaded that nothing can separate me from the love of God. And as long as God loves us, he's going to take care of us. He's going to provide for us. And guess what? His love is never ending. I say as long as, and that's forever. We can't say that with man, as long as you love me. I can't say that you're going to love me forever. We do vows. We do wedding vows. I'm going to love you for the rest of my life. I'm going to stay with you. And then this thing comes up called separation. Oh, my God. This thing comes up called divorce. Come on, God. But nothing shall separate me from the love of God. Ooh, Jesus in my spirit right now. Think about a situation where you have a bishop. And I use that term because that's one of the higher ranking titles in the church. And that bishop has a wife, subservient, quiet, doing what she needs to do. And that bishop has vowed, I'm going to love you for the rest of my life. Well, let's just imagine that something happens. Something takes place. And the separation begins. Lord, God forbid. Do you understand this? You subservient woman. You subservient man. You person who is the lay person. Who is not on the hierarchy end. Understand that that bishop's life is no more important to God than your life. And if you and that bishop in the flesh separate, nothing, no one can separate you from the love of God. You might be separated from the love of that person, but you are not separated from the love of God. So when our loved ones leave here, look at it differently. Take the focus off death. When our loved ones have to leave, when we have to go, because we're all going to go that path, understand this, that because they're gone, that their love has not left. Wow. Look at it this way. Because they're gone, you don't stop loving them. Oh my gosh. Can I talk to somebody this morning? Refocus. Look at it this way. Oh my gosh. Before we go any further, let's look at Philippians. Oh my goodness. The third chapter. And I want you to go back when you get an opportunity, make an opportunity, and read that entire third chapter of the book of Philippians. But in Philippians 3:12, beginning at that 12th verse, it reads like this. Not that I have already obtained this or am already perfect, but I press on to make it my own because Christ Jesus has made me, come on, his own. Brothers, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. That 15th verse says, let those of us, United Saints, us who are mature, think this way. And if anything you think otherwise, God will reveal that also to you. Refocus, people. Only let us hold true to what we have obtained. What we have gotten from God. He says he's already attained it. I'm at this place. Oh my God. He said he didn't get it yet. He's not perfect yet. But he's pressing to make that perfection his own. This is what we've got to do in order to refocus. We may not clearly see where God is taking us, but we've got to continue to God, you want me to look this way? I'm looking this way. Okay, I see something over here, God. You've caused me to observe it, to look at it. But I'm following you, then I understand that that's not necessarily what you want for me. Maybe what you want for me is over here, God. I have not obtained it. I am not already perfect, but I press. So I'm going to keep refocusing on God. I'm going to keep looking at it this way, that way. Look at it where God wants you to look. Sometimes things don't make sense to us in our life. I've tried. I've pursued this and it's not happening. Then maybe you need to refocus. Maybe you need to look at it from God's point of view. You see, many times we ask God for things and we go after things and they don't happen. But do you know that God will only bless us in his will for us? So if that job isn't yours, if you didn't get that position, if you didn't get that husband, come on, God knew that that's not what he had for you. And we've got to trust him enough that when we're let down by the world, let down by people in the earth, that we've still got to refocus and look at it this way. That means looking at it what? God's way. Thank you, God. Oh, my God. Thank you, God. You know, when Christ was on the cross and all the people around him, what do y'all think they saw? They beat this man all night long. They saw this bloody person being dehumanized. They saw this person being dragged. They saw this person carrying this tree on his back. Oh, God. Do you know the cross was cut from tree trunks? They saw this man bloody, beaten, accused. And in the same cross that he carried, he drug, barely, being spat on, being cursed, being called everything but the child of God. Can you imagine? And I want you to put yourself in that crowd. Now, who you were in that crowd is important. Because if you were Mary, the mother of Jesus, oh God, your viewpoint was totally different.
Because if you were Mary, the mother of Jesus.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God. If you were Mary, the mother of Jesus, your viewpoint was totally different from a Sadducee or a Pharisee. If you were one of his disciples looking on, your viewpoint was different from those soldiers that had whipped him all night long. But let me tell you, when he was put up on that cross, nailed by his hands and his feet, I want you to think about who you were in that crowd. Where do you stand in that crowd? Is your heart heavy or is your heart rejoicing? You see, as people, sometimes we rejoice when folks are going down. Sometimes we rejoice because it's somebody we don't like, somebody we don't care for. Then we are rejoicing. We may not admit it openly, but we will rejoice on the old God, have mercy on us. So I want you to put yourself in that crowd. But understand that those that loved him, even loved him, his mother, at that time, all she could see was death. All she could see was her child hurting. All she could see was his flesh being broken. That's what she could see. But from where Christ was, refocus. Look at it through his eyes. He could see life. He could see the salvation of us. He could see that what he was doing was, oh my God, sacrificing so that we might have a right to live, a right, oh God, even to die. Do you understand that from the viewpoint that Christ was seeing as he looked out? He wasn't looking out with hatred. At some point, his flesh cried out to his Father. We're flesh, y'all. If Christ had to cry to God because the flesh was weeping, then who are we? It's all right for you to cry, you see? Oh, it's okay for you to hurt. It's okay for you to feel some kind of way sometimes. But you've got to remember, don't you stay stuck. Christ didn't stay stuck on that cross, y'all. You got to come up off that cross. You got to come up from that place of death. And you got to refocus. Take the focus off of death. Take the focus off of death. Because Christ, his, oh God, flesh man ended on that cross. But as soon as it ended, his spirit man, oh God, oh my God, ascended from there. Do you understand that even in the burial, even in the wrapping of the flesh, the killing of the flesh, that your spirit man is going to survive this thing? Your spirit man is more than cancer. Come on. Your spirit man is more than lupus. Your spirit man is more than kidney disease. Your spirit man is more than arthritis. Your spirit man is more than the hurt that people can cause. Your spirit man can hold fast. And you refocus, look at it this way. Instead of looking through the flesh man, look through the eyes of the spirit. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, people. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, in all. That's real. We don't do it in all your ways, in your marriage, on your job, in all your ways, the way you present yourself, in all your ways, and all acknowledge him. See, we want God to direct our path, but we're not giving God everything. Do you know the word is explicit with us to say it in all your ways, acknowledge him. He will direct your path. If you're not acknowledging him, if you're not trusting him, when you fill out that job application, God, am I supposed to be doing this? Help me, Lord. Come on. God, I want to do this. See, if you acknowledge him, just bring him into it. Let him be a part of God. I want to go for this. God, I need this thing to happen for me. You see, you got to acknowledge him. And when you're talking to him, he's going to tell you, okay, baby, go ahead. Don't worry about that one. Refocus. Look at it this way. Oh, my goodness. Romans 8, 38 through 39 says this. I am persuaded, we already said it, that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any creature shall be able to separate us from the love of who? God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Nothing. And that means I don't care how horrible you've been. I don't care how much you messed up. Nothing can separate you from the love of God. But you got to get it together. You got to, what something my sister and my daughter said, you got to flip the focus. When that thing is aggravating you in your spirit, flip the focus. Move on. Next on the agenda. Me and Connie say, nada, next on the agenda. We're moving from this thing. We're not going to let this hold us down. We're not going to let this hold us back. Because we've got to flip the focus. We've got to refocus and look at it this way. Look at it this way. That person coming for you, they're coming because they see what God's doing in you. Come on. See, you got to look at it like that. I don't know why they don't like me. It's okay. God, it can't separate you from the love of God. How they feel about you can't separate you from the love of God. You see, God don't play that game. You know how we were when we were children, and some of us even, I hate to say, as adults. Because this group not talking to her, this sister not talking to her, that friend not talking to her, I'm not going to talk to her. God doesn't play that game. You don't have to ever talk to me. And I might be the one funny acting and not talk to you, but guess what? That doesn't change how God feels about me. And that doesn't change how God feels about you. That's the kind of God we serve. Flip the focus. God says, take your mind off of death, off of the things that are dying around you, because there are people dying around you. There are people who are walking around you who are dead. You see, everything dead isn't buried. Everything dead needs to be buried. There are some people, the walking dead, walking around you. They're walking around you. They don't have life because they haven't experienced God. They haven't accepted Christ. They're walking, they literally are walking dead. So what you've got to do, what do I do, Pastor, to get out of this thing? Well, I tell you, let praises rise from the inside. You got to praise your way out from the inside of me. All I want, see, you got to make sure you're talking to God, is for you. For you to be glorified, God, whatever I'm dealing with. For you to be lifted. I keep trying to help somebody. And they don't see it's help. All I want, I'm talking to somebody out there. Because you've experienced this. It's for you. You got to stay focused on him. For you to be glorified. For you to be lifted. Do you know you were created to praise him? So praise your way out of death. Praise your way out. I'm depressed, God. Praise your way out of depression. All I want is for you to be glorified. Praise your way out of doom. For you to be lifted. Your house caught fire. It didn't burn to the ground. I want you to think about those people in California. Houses gone. Everything gone. But even if you're there, and your house is burned to the ground, you can still say, all I want is for you, for you to be glorified, God, because I still have breath in my body right now. And that stuff that burned, that stuff is gone. But you will replenish because you said you will supply my every need. So when your need is greater, God supplies even greater. Did you get that? Don't you miss that? When your need is greater, God is greater, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Don't you buckle. Don't you give up. Praise him for salvation. Praise him for healing. If your body is sick, touch your body. Lay hands on yourself and praise him for healing. God, I praise you because I'm healed from this cancer. I'm healed, God. I'm healed from this sickness, Lord. I'm healed from COVID, Lord. Praise him for deliverance. You've got to be delivered. You got to come out. Come out. Come out from the world and allow God to use you. Allow God to work in you. Praise him for uplifting you. You know when you were down, you didn't think you were going to make it. You didn't want to see another day. That person that's suicidal right now, don't you do it. Don't you pull that trigger. Don't you take that medication. Don't you do it. Don't you jump in that river. Don't you do it. All I want is for you to be glorified, for you to be lifted. Thank you, God. Praise him for providing. Praise him for loving you. Oh, God. Praise him that you're able to love him. God is saying today to take the focus off ourselves. That's it. Because this self is dying. This flesh is leaving. At some point, at some hour, at some day, at some minute, the doctor may have to look off over you and say, I'm calling it. They have fought all they could. They put the paddles on. Clear. They've given your heart another chance. But let me tell you, when that heart comes back, it's because God said, go ahead, try again. But when that thing goes and you get flatlined, guess what? He's saying, take your focus off that. Take it off the daily issues and stay focused on him. Stop waiting in line. Stop waiting in line to die. Keep living. Keep your focus on what's here and what needs to be done. Come on, y'all, give God praise this morning. Because all I want is for you to be glorified, for you to be lifted high. Come on, God. Fill my life. Oh, God. Oh, God. Thank you, God. Father, we bless you. We praise you now for these people, oh, God. We know you to be a healer. We know you to be a provider. We know you to be the lifter up of our heads. We know that you, God, are above all others and all else. Touch our hearts. Cause us to refocus, God. And to keep our mind stayed on you. And for every distraction that the enemy is already plotting, we denounce it in the name of Jesus. And we will stay focused on what you have already told us. In Jesus' name, bless these people everywhere. Amen. I got to give you this. In my spirit just now, God said, even when he has already told you, leave them alone. Let them be to themselves right now. And when they come, God said, I told you what to do. You don't have to be nasty about it. You be me about it. Sometimes God separates us for a while. Sometimes he separates us for a time. For a time that he needs to work in us. Come on, somebody. You're not more important to me than God. And that's what you got to say in the spirit. when you approach the wrong way, when things come at you, you got to tell death even, you're not more important to me than God. You're not more important to me than God. You even got to tell your life. Hey, they said, not death nor life shall separate me from the love of God. You're not more important to me than God. You got to look your spouse in the eye and say, I love you, baby, but you're not more important to me than God. Because I'm going to tell you, anything you put before God, he's a jealous God. He'll move it. Come on. Mama, you're not more important to me than God. Daughter, you're not more important to me than God. I love you, and I love you with the heart I have, but I'm loving you with the heart of God. Sister, you're not more important to me than God. Pastor, you're not more important to me than God. God has to be a number one. And when you seek him first, his righteousness, when you delight yourself in him, oh my God, that's our mission statement is based on, our vision. When you delight yourself in him, he will give you what? The desires of your heart. Amen. Come on, y'all. Give me some praises out there. Give God some praises. Come on. Come on, some praise hands, some hearts, something. If you've been blessed by this word this morning, we bless God for you.